Okay, here we go with activation number six. Okay, begin to feel the presence of the power. Take a deep breath in. Slowly exhale. I'm going to call forth the pillars of light. They will be different vibratory tones and frequencies. Each pillar will be uniquely different from the other three, coming from the archangels. And these pillars of light will help to raise the vibrations of the room. Now we're going to call forth the Council of 14. The council will come as a vibration. The council brings forth this energy for you from deep within the cosmos. Take a deep breath. And we're going to align with the photon belt. That is a from out in deep space. It is a cluster of quantum energy that's passing through our universe. And it carries with it the possibility of new Earth. You could say it's the God energy that's passing through our orbit. And it's been passing through our orbit for approximately 20 years. And so the Earth and your bodies are getting used to this vibration. It's a very strong vibration. So it has to come in little doses so the body doesn't get overwhelmed. Take a deep breath and begin to feel an alignment with this photon energy. Originally it was called the photon belt, coming from deep space. And it brings with it, as it moves through the atmosphere of the Earth, great possibilities. Allow your magnetic field to align with this photon energy. Okay, breathing in very deeply into the body and begin to release any excessive energies from this retreat so far. Okay, come into your space. Continue to breathe awareness into the body and beginning to exhale the possibilities of awakening. Or the attachment thereof to awakening. All right, we're going to call forth the helpers. Saint Germain is here. Take a deep breath. Saint Germain will help you with the transformational part of this activation. Take a deep breath in, align with the violet. Now, there'll be some planetary alignments within you. So just simply allow the alignments to take place. Keep breathing. So in within this activation will be awareness of your divine connection with the star systems within our galaxy in relationship to your life path and your purpose. Okay, we're going to collectively disengage from your pain body, your emotional body, your intellect, tribal consciousness, that's mass consciousness, and from all of the chaos in the world. Take another deep breath, begin to free yourself from the matrix of illusion, and bring your awareness through this beautiful golden arc of light into that place of many possibilities. Allow the body to rest where it is physically. Allow the body to rest. We're going to ask your inner child to go play in Mother Mary's garden. There'll be some baby angels that will escort your inner child to Mary's garden to play and have fun. Just let her go, let him go. They will come back when they're ready. All right, you're going to call forth your guardian angel to be present. We're going to call forth all family members, all relatives, your ancestors that are ready to heal their blind spot. So we're going to ask them to step forward into the circle of light and just simply open up and receive. All right, we're going to call forth angels whose specialty is supporting us here on the earth plane in recognizing, tapping into, and healing our unconscious blind spot on the levels of which it exists, from the very spiritual to the very physical. Keep breathing deeply the light of the sun. Take it into the crown of your brain, that beautiful sunlight energies. Let it come into the crown, into the brain, activating pineal, pituitary, thalamus, medulla, your brainstem, your frontal cortex, your limbic system, your amygdala, all parts of your brain. One by one, beginning to activate, beginning to awaken to its true potential. And as the brain begins to awaken, you're going to direct that awareness down the spinal column, very gently moving the focus of the awakening down your spinal column. Now, this energy is going to, it's going to go eventually towards your blind spot. So just simply allow and be the observer of your body. It's going to go into your timeline, past, present, future, alternative. Allow this to go into your blind spot. It's that place where you went completely unconscious. and where part of you left the earth plane and got spaced out somewhere out there in deep space. So it is a bit like recalling parts of your spirit that split off from the rest of you. It is a little bit like soul fragment retrieval. Just allow the energies to do the work. Staying in that place of, I'm the voyager, the observer, I am the witness. Allow the energies to move down the spine. There will be a place in your spine that went unconscious. That's your blind spot. And you will see how it affected your organs in your body and how it affected your health, your emotional health, your mental health. Just keep breathing. Stay awake. You're not of your body. If you sense any level of mental resistance, take a deep breath and allow. It may be going into the deepest parts of your physical pain, as an example. It might go into the deepest part of your emotional discomfort. It may go into the deepest levels of your subconscious mind where you went totally unconscious. Like you went into concussion syndrome and went numb. Allow for any past life memories to begin to surface. We're calling forth your original blind spot. Allow the energies to circle. It's circling. Allow it to circle. Allow whatever is deep within your unconscious to come up to the surface as if it's been sitting at the bottom of a lake for a very long time, and you're allowing it now to begin to bubble up to the surface. And when it reaches the surface of the lake, then it begins to pop and disappear. It is like that. Let it come up to the surface of the water, water representing your emotions. If you're having difficulty breathing, take a deep breath. Feel the presence of the Council of 14 in the room. Feel the support of Saint Germain and the violet light. And the angels, whose specialty is helping you to uncover your blind spot. So we're going to allow for some moments of silence. Continue to go deeper within towards your blind spot. See it like a little journey that you're taking deep within. You're going deep into the mind. Now begin to breathe that unawareness to the surface of your awareness. Deep breath, bring it into the heart. Imagine what that feels like in your heart. I'm going to use the analogy of resuscitation. Like when a person stops breathing, you give it CPR. So you're going to take this unconscious blind spot that's been unconscious, perhaps for a very long time. You're going to bring it to the surface of your awareness in the form of a person that just went unconscious and needs CPR to come back to life. So you're going to pretend you're going to give that body, that person, some CPR. Resuscitation. And that person is going to symbolically represent your blind spot. Remember, it's all symbology. Resuscitate. Bring back to life your blind spot. You're going to resurrect that part of you that perhaps died. In an earth experience, perhaps a very long time ago, perhaps when you were very young in this lifetime. You are the giver of life. So you're going to bring back life symbolically to this person that you are resuscitating. CPR. Breathe. Feel as if you're calling back your spirit. Time to come home. Time to come back here. Allow your body to respond. Feel it in your body. Feel your blind spot being revived and brought back to life. That blind spot is also physically in your body somewhere. Tune in an effortless way. Tune in to wherever your body has been holding that blind spot. And direct your breath gently and lovingly into that area of your body. Keep breathing until something shifts. Stay unattached. Just breathe. Focus the energy. Focus the light. Focus the awareness into that part of your body that went totally unconscious from your blind spot, physically as well as emotionally. Just breathe. 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 Keep allowing. Keep breathing until a shift occurs on its own. Breathe the light of awareness into the body. Breathe the power of love, that part of your body. It is now time to wake up. Time to open the eyes, not physically, energetically. It's time to wake up. It is time to truly see. It is time to clearly feel. It is time to clearly hear. It is time to speak your truth. It is time to awaken. I want you to imagine that you are slowly waking up from an unconscious dream. And you're becoming awake and you are noticing your surroundings energetically. Time to wake up. Now begin to breathe through the chest. Going to awaken the chest and the heart center towards its full capacity. Breathing deeply into the chest. Waken into the now moment. Reclaiming your power to stay awake. Imagine that you are waking up from a very long dream. You're going to awaken into a reality that is the most true for you, uniquely true for you. Awaken into clarity. Awakening now into the knowing of who you are. Awakening to the fact that you are a divine being having an earth experience through a human body. So deep breath and awake into the now. Allow the eyes to slowly open, allowing the brain to make adjustments to these new frequencies. Give your body permission tonight to gently and effortlessly and gracefully integrate these first 2 days of this retreat in the most wonderful way possible. And when you wake up tomorrow morning physically, you will awaken into a new day in your new life. Knowing that you are loved and supported 24/7, and there is nothing to fear, and there's only joy. Waking into the now.